This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I am Tim.
Tim, happy holidays. How are you?
Tom, happy holidays as well. I'm doing good. I am well rested.
Well rested?
Yeah. Tom, guess what?
Uh-huh.
I got... try to solve this riddle right here.
Okay.
I got 8 hours of sleep last night, plus... I got up real early this morning.
No, that, like, the riddle would be like, what gets 8 hours of sleep last night and got up early this morning? And then the answer would be you.
Yeah, but...
you didn't pose it as a riddle.
But in that case, I already told you the answer.
Because
I told you I was well rested.
You went to bed early.
Yeah, I did.
That's the solution to the riddle. Now you have to give me something.
I went to bed at
solve
10,
the riddle.
10 p. last night.
I get your soul, I think.
Yeah, no, you can have it.
Okay.
I think I might have promised it to my wife in our wedding vows. No, I purposely kept my soul out of it.
Yeah. You never know when the devil might come around and you'll offer you to, teach you how to play guitar or something.
Yeah, I'd love to get better at guitar.
Yeah, and if you have to give your soul for that, small price to pay.
That's what always confused me about the devil, Tom. Because, like, they were like, oh, yeah, beware the devil. Right?
Yeah,
and and I was always like,
he might make you a really good offer.
Well, here's the thing. Look, I'm a short-sighted man. We all know this. I don't make good decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like...
Well, I think that's why they were warning you about the devil.
Yeah.
A lot of people personally warned you about the devil?
I don't know. Church. Various priests and
various
deacons.
Priests took me aside and warned me specifically
about
the devil.
No, they warned the whole congregation, the whole flock, Tom.
All right.
And, you know...
Were they making eye contact with you, though?
Tom,
they knew you were very susceptible to deals with the devil.
I don't know why you're making that assumption. I was just sitting there. He was talking to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always, beware the devil. And then I learned from pop culture that the reason you should beware of the devil is because he'll show up, he'll make you an offer, and then, like, you'll be damned to hell for all eternity once you die.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I'll never die. Because, like, right. You know, you're 8 years old. You're like, I'm never going to die. That's fine.
Yeah.
And then, so it's like, well, how do I summon the devil to get stuff now while I'm on earth?
Yeah, they never tell you that in church.
Considering
how to summon the devil.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, if I'm supposed to be so afraid of him, but, like, the only opportunity he'll have to take my soul is if he shows up and, like, offers me something.
like a meet cute, like a chance encounter.
Yeah, or I don't know if he has.
Or the summoning.
If I wanted something and my parents wouldn't buy it for me, I would just be like, well, I can just ask the devil for this.
Yeah.
And then he'll get my soul after I die, but we've already established I'm never going to die.
Yeah.
So, like, how do I get him here? Devil never showed up.
You tried to get him there. Or you just thought about it.
I didn't. Look.
You got to draw a pentagram and light some candles at the very least.
Yeah, maybe. Then why are we so afraid of him?
If
he's so hard to get
in
front of you, like to make your elevator pitch of why why you need to have this thing.
I don't think he's hard. I don't think it's hard to sell him on your soul. I think he's like a very like... Hey, you got a soul, I'll take it. Like, he's like one of those used car salesmen on
TV. Yeah, but they're like, watch out, the devil lurks, right?
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't know, I've never seen the guy. I'd fall for his thing. I'm eager to fall for his trick.
Yeah.
Because I think I've outsmarted him by, he doesn't know I'm never going to die.
You might have seen the devil, Tim. You're not checking out people's feet to see if they have hooves.
I am obsessively checking out people's feet to see if they have hooves, Tom, because I want a Nintendo Switch desperately.
Tim, you're a grown man. You can just afford. Well, I guess they're a little hard to get still.
I can afford one. Maybe you could make a deal. I want to contribute to my 401k, Tom. It's very important I put money away because I'm never going to die.
Yeah, you're going to need that money.
That money's going to have to last me eternity.
Well, there's a nice holiday episode kicking off with some talk about the devil.
Oh, I kind of have. All right. So I woke up early this morning, Tom.
Yeah, you were bragging about that.
Up and at 'em. And it wasn't even like, I have to wake up early and I'm so tired. Mm-hmm. I woke up early. And I was like, this is great. I got more sleep than I usually get. Mm-hmm. And it's only 6 a.m. So I got up, making myself breakfast, made myself some coffee.
Yeah, but you went to bed so early, you didn't even see 120 minutes on MTV last night.
Get this. Taped it.
You taped it and watched it in the morning. Yeah, watching it this morning. All the extra time you had.
Yeah. So I made myself some oatmeal. I put some raspberries in it.
Okay.
Very good, these raspberries.
Frozen raspberries?
No, Tom, fresh.
All right. Well, Tom, it's not raspberry season.
Here's what I'm telling you. Tim only eats fresh.
All right. Good for you.
Like that Jared fella.
Right. A lot of people compare you to Jared from Subway.
Yeah. Not for the bad reason, but because I have those big pants that I used to wear.
Right, which weren't, they never fit you in the first place.
Yeah, no, it was just a fashion choice.
It was just a pair of JNCO jeans that now, to anyone who will listen, you're eager to jump into one leg and show them.
Yeah, look.
Look, I can fit in one leg of my old JNCO jeans.
Yeah, but I was even smaller at the time when I was wearing those on two legs.
They don't know that.
They don't know that at all. So I wake up. And I'm getting, I'm leisurely getting ready for my day. It's great.
Yeah, you watch 120 minutes. You spend 2 hours doing that.
It was 2 hours long. I fast forwarded through the commercials. That's the luxury you have when you tape. Look, the benefits of going to bed early are numerous.
Sounds like it.
You don't have to watch the commercials in 120 minutes. I'm getting ready, and I think to myself, you know what I really want to listen to? The theme song from Tales from the Crypt. Remember that show, Tom?
Why?
You know what? Because I was reading about cryptocurrency, and I was like, sounds spooky. And
yeah, that's what you made that joke to me when we were trying to figure out the topic earlier today. And
it was yesterday.
Yesterday.
That's what I was thinking about it.
And you made a joke about, like, well, we could do cryptocurrency, but it's too spooky.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? I don't get the joke here.
Yeah, because the crypt.
Yeah, I get it now.
The crypt keeper.
Has nothing to do with.
And he's a scary dude, so I'm sitting there.
He's the scariest guy.
Yeah, but he's funny, too.
But, like, funny in a scary way. Like, he'll make a joke, and you'll be like, oh, I don't get it.
I appreciate
the
pun.
But then you get it, and you're like, oh, no, it's a joke about how I'm about to get killed.
Yeah, chills you to the bone.
Yeah.
But for people that can't die like me, right. I can really appreciate the humor. Yeah. Like, these normal folk, they think they're scared by this. I can just laugh it off.
Yeah, but, Tim, you're not afraid of the Crypt Keeper, the devil?
So I take
pretty
out,
brave man.
Yeah. So I take out my phone, and I'm like, I think I could outsmart both of those guys. That's the thing.
Right.
And I take out my phone, and I'm like, I fire up the old Spotify, and I'm like, let me search Tales from the Crypt. I only had to type in Tales from the Cry.
Wow.
And it came up.
They must be using artificial intelligence.
Yeah, it's very impressive. Kudos to the Swedish engineers at Spotify.
Yeah.
So I press play. Mm-hmm. I'm not hearing anything.
Yeah.
I'm like, it must start out pretty quiet.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
A lot of spooky songs start out quiet.
So I'm like, let me turn it up. So I max out the volume. I'm not hearing anything. I don't hear anything. And, so I'm in my living room. And so, like, this is what I should be hearing.
Yeah,
right?
A nice organ.
And I'm turning it up louder and louder. I don't understand. And then I remember a little bit too late that I had hooked up my phone to a Bluetooth speaker yesterday to like listen to something in my room that I share with my wife. And my wife was still in bed sleeping because I got up so early.
Yeah.
And then I hear this part through the door, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And the door flies open, and yeah, and I'm like, oh, the Crypt Keeper! But it was just my confused wife.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like, what is going on? Why are you
waking me up with the Tales from the Crypt theme song?
And I had no good answer for it, because, like, what's my answer going to be? I wanted to listen to the theme song from Tales from the Crypt.
Yeah, at 7 in the morning, I wanted to listen to it.
Yeah. So it's probably not, she probably didn't have the best day, because she's probably looking over her shoulder all day. Looking for the Crypt Keeper.
Yeah. Little does she know her husband is the Crypt Keeper himself.
I wouldn't go that far. I would sell my soul to the devil to be.
You move similarly to him.
Yeah.
You move a little like a puppet.
Oh, man. You ever see
I only say that because I know you'll take it as a compliment.
Yeah, you ever see a really old person that does move like a puppet? I think about that all the time, and it makes me so sad.
Like a marionette or a puppet?
Like a puppet, because like
with a hand up its butt.
No, just that like their range of motion is limited.
They only have one hand. That
and their coordination isn't great. So it's like, you know, like it seems like one guy is operating one arm and the face and another entire guy is operating the other arm.
A lot of old people, you never see their legs. They're
always exactly.
They're always behind counters.
I'm specifically thinking of bedridden old folks.
Yeah. And why are they in that bed? Get out of that bed. You're just
You got two men working you.
Yeah.
That's what I always want to scream when I'm visiting people at the nursing home.
How often is that?
Very often. I do a lot of charity work, Tom.
Yeah. You bring in your Bluetooth speaker and play Tales from the Crypt.
Well, I'm hoping to
brag to them about how you're never gonna die.
I'm hoping to run into the Grim Reaper while I'm there so I can make a deal with him.
I don't think he can make deals with the Grim Reaper.
But he knows the devil.
Ooh, that's a good question.
The devil is like, look, I need this soul, Grim. Hey, Grimmy, this person promised me their soul. They're not dying. You got to go touch them with your bony finger now.
Yeah, but I feel like Grim Reaper, he works independently.
Yeah, but I feel like the devil like has lobbyists.
Oh, I'm sure like the devil tries to, you know, work the Grim Reaper, but I feel like the Grim Reaper is like above reproach.
Do you think God also works the Grim Reaper? Like, oh, this great man, we need him. Like Frank Sinatra, we need his dulcet tone. He's not in heaven. Who's in heaven? John Denver? Do you think God's like, yeah, we want to hear some Rocky Mountain folk music. Get John Denver up here.
So you think God can't hear earth music? Or no, he just wants to hear it live.
He wants to, you know, God. He wants to put together the best band, the band of our dreams, man.
Yeah, man.
All the Jimi Hendrix,
Kurt
right?
Cobain,
yeah.
John Denver, all rocking out together.
Exactly. I think Kurt Cobain and John Denver had they both lived, I guess, they would have made nice music together. I don't think Kurt Cobain would have been like, I'm too punk for it. I think he would have been like, I love John Denver.
Or it would have been like, you know, John Denver is the original punk.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really makes you think.
God's relationship with the Grim Reaper. I think God probably thinks the Grim Reaper likes him more. But again, the Grim Reaper's just like, hey, man, I'm just doing I'm not for God or the devil. I'm just out here touching people
this
with my,
my
bony
job,
finger.
Man. You do what you do when I'm done. I'm agnostic.
Yeah. The Grim Reaper's agnostic. He just wants to touch people with his bony finger and kill them. He doesn't care where they go afterwards. That's
Why
not
does
for
he
him to decide.
It?
He's compelled to do it.
By whom, if not God or the devil?
Sense of duty. Mm. Patriotism. Well, Tim, we're not talking about the devil and the Grim Reaper and
Seems
God.
To me like we are.
We're talking about holiday gifts, a holiday gift guide.
Yeah.
The complete guide to everything, holiday gift guide to everything.
The complete holiday gift guide.
To everything.
For everything. To everything for everyone.
On your list.
Yeah. You know what, Tom? How many times,
mm-hmm.
how many years has it been December 23rd? And mm-hmm. you're like, things got away from me.
I'm 36, so 36 times.
You weren't buying anybody presents when you were one.
No, I guess you're right. So it's been, I don't know, maybe.
Well, you're just like, no, I got to put my hand in paint and make a handprint for my
parents.
I wasn't
doing that when I was like 5 months old.
Maybe. I guess I was advanced. I sold my soul to the devil early to get
the
increased
to hand
motor
paint.
Skills. Yeah.
Remember when we'd have to, they would take us to the holiday fair and you'd buy presents for everybody at school?
At school, yeah.
Yeah. That was the best. I wish they still had that.
Yeah. You know,
presumably they do at schools, but I'm just saying, I guess that's what the mall is.
That's what, like, commerce is, Tom.
Yeah. I don't know, but I want something self-contained and inexpensive.
Yeah.
I want everything under $5.
I bought my mom 1 year when I was like 7
mm-hmm.
a decorative plate
yeah.
with what I thought was a very elegant...
John F. Kennedy?
No. Very elegant painting of a horse on it. And my mom's not into horses at all. Like, we were not a horse family. We didn't have any horses. We didn't have stables even. If somebody brought their horse, we'd be like, we don't know where to put
this
thing.
You're just going to have to tie him out on the deck, I guess.
Yeah. Well, we had one of those.
You still had a hitching post.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Well, you weren't animals.
Yeah, but like we would prefer people didn't tie up their horses to our hitching post.
Yeah. Well, that's why you had the sign on the hitching post that said, please ask first.
Exactly. And sometimes we'd actually say no.
Wow. Ballsy. Yeah.
So I bought her this plate with a horse on it and she's like, and like looking back, she's like, oh, why did you buy me this? But she's like, oh, you bought this at the,
why did you buy me this?
She asked it in a nicer way.
Right. Cause
like she knew she was going to get like a cute answer. I never failed to get a cute answer out of me, but I was just like, yeah, you know, I was looking around the holiday fair at school.
Mm.
I saw that and I just thought, Mom would love this. But, like, I didn't even think that. I think I was just, like, a horse. I think ladies love horses.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I did something similar.
Like, girls in my class were wild about horses. They all had the Lisa Frank. I mean, those were more, like, unicorn.
Cartoony
or, like,
horses.
Mystical horses. But,
right.
like, I was just like, yeah, this is a more grown-up horse. My mom's a more grown-up woman.
Right, but still has the same taste as the other... As the 8-year-old girls in my class.
Well, I know. Here's what I knew about women.
They don't grow out of liking horses.
Horses. But I knew that humans grew out of liking cartoons. Our generation has disproved that. But
right. We
at the time,
yeah.
adults weren't super into cartoons. Actually, my parents were like, let's watch The Flintstones, a cartoon for adults.
Yeah.
That's what they said every night.
Dude, The Flintstones were not airing in prime time when you were a child.
Weren't they, Tom?
Yeah, I remember there was a guy I knew in college that had a real steadfast rule about not dating girls who ride horses.
Jesus Christ, what is this, Don Juan? He had his choice of women. And also, look, man, maybe that's fine in college when you're just, you know, playing the field or whatever. But
we
you
very...
settle down with a lady who has a horse, you'd probably stand to inherit a great deal of money, or at least a great deal of horses.
Well, more horses, more problems. Sim, horses are expensive. You think hay grows on trees?
I don't know where exactly hay grows, but it grows.
Yeah. It's grass.
Yeah, but then it dies, right? That's the dead grass.
It's dried out grass.
This might seem like a stupid question, Tom.
Can people eat hay? Is that what you're going to ask?
No, I know people can eat hay.
I don't think people can eat hay, Tim.
Why not?
I think it's going to cause a lot of gastrointestinal problems.
Yeah, but once you get used to it. Yeah, maybe at first.
I don't. You need like an iron stomach, Tim. Hay's pretty tough.
Yeah, I know. It'd make me so tough. It would toughen me up. Nothing else has worked, Tom. Maybe I should start eating hay.
Toughen up that stomach. Get a six-pack.
Yeah. And then once my stomach's all tough, I could go out to bars and whatnot, and people dare me to drink all sorts of gross things, and I will. Or eat gross things. My stomach will be so tough I could take it.
Yeah, and little will they know you've been eating hay and you've built up a tolerance.
I could even tell them the trick and they'd be like, wow, you put a lot of work into this. Yeah. I respect that.
I think they'd probably call you horse boy say, and then like the owner would come around and be like, you can't keep coming here trying to get people to pay you to eat cigarette butts or whatever, you freak. Get out of here.
People already call me horse boy because I have hooves, much like the devil himself.
What was your point going to be about this?
Yeah, would I be able to eat hay and nothing else and survive?
No, Tim.
But horses can do it.
Horses eat stuff other than hay. They eat apples and sugar.
As a treat.
As a nice treat.
Salt, and you're thinking of salt.
Salt. They eat sugar, too. You can give them sugar.
Hmm. Doesn't sound like such a bad life, if you ask me.
But yeah, a person can't just eat hay.
Put me at the stud, is what I say.
All right. Anyway, well, there's no holiday gift fairs for adults except for
every single store.
For like the mall, yeah, and the entire world.
Commerce.
Amazon.com.
Yeah.
But I would still like it. So instead, we have to turn to the internet for things.
Mm-hmm.
First things first, though, speaking of consumerism,
mm-hmm.
I think there's a new way they're screwing us, Tim.
Let's hear it.
I think they're making toilet paper narrower.
What?
I think they're making rolls of toilet paper more narrow than they used to.
No, I have to push back on this, Tom.
You think they're making them wider?
No, I think...
For bigger butts?
I think they're
butts are getting bigger.
Tom... This is a dangerous avenue we're going down here.
I'm saying obesity's going up. Butts are getting bigger.
Yeah, but the holders are the same size. I would notice.
The people holding the toilet paper?
Yeah, what kind of setup paper do you have holders. At your house? Oh, you didn't marry somebody who owned a horse. You're not a rich person.
No, I don't have a servant that holds my toilet paper.
No. The toilet paper holders. You would notice.
That's what I'm noticing. That I don't think it fits as well as it used.
The hell are you buying your toilet paper, Tom?
At the Craigslist.
You're buying it on Craigslist.
It's cheaper that way.
In bulk?
No, roll at a time.
Roll by roll, you're buying it from. Where do you go? Where do you have to go to get it?
I meet in like a parking lot.
Hmm. Is it like significantly cheaper?
No, it's not that much cheaper. But you know, over time, it adds up.
Does it?
Sure.
Like, you can get a roll of toilet paper for like 89 cents.
Yeah. I get it for 85 cents.
Oh, okay. All right. Stand corrected.
No, I think they're getting narrower. Narrower.
Yeah. You don't have to yell at me.
I'm
going to
take a picture of my toilet paper.
I wish you would.
And send it to you.
I don't. I will not.
And show you. I think it's getting more narrow.
Can I set up my phone where if somebody sends me a picture, like a specific person, I can choose whether or not that it displays?
I don't think so. I think you can only block someone entirely or accept any photograph they want to send you.
Yeah.
Up to and including toilet paper.
Gross.
I don't have like a reflective toilet paper holder or something. You're not going to see anything.
I don't know. There's a lot of chrome in bathrooms.
Not in my bathroom.
All right.
I'll be goddamned if there's going to be any
chrome.
If
there was
chrome
in your bathroom, it would be covered by a layer of scum anyway.
All porcelain in my bathroom, baby. Anyway. Ooh. I think that's neither here nor there.
Okay.
Well, I mean, maybe it is. Maybe some people are thinking about getting toilet paper for people for the holidays. It's not something anyone could say they don't need.
Yeah, literally everybody needs it.
Yeah.
Nobody. I don't know. People use a bidet.
Yeah.
If you use a bidet and like, look, excuse my ignorance. I've never had the pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
But you're still like, you don't have like toilet paper to like,
dry
wipe
off.
All the water off?
Not always, but I think you can. I think that's like fine-ish.
Mm-hmm.
A bidet makes a lot of sense. I was thinking about this the other day, and again, not to get crass.
All right. Try to. I'm going to ask you to do one thing.
Okay.
Just choose your words carefully.
Okay. If you had shit
My
all over your hands.
Oh, God.
Would you think, like, I'm just going to rub this off with a paper towel and that'll be fine? I'm not going to wash my hands. I'm just going to rub it off with some paper. And that's clean enough. That's fine.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I regret giving you permission to talk about
this. I'm
just
saying it makes a lot of sense. A bidet makes a lot of sense.
All right.
Anyway, the holiday gift guide.
I mean, you shower regularly, right? After every time you use the bathroom?
Every time, one or two, always shower. That's why I'm always very red. A lot of scrubbing. Never clean. Anyway. I looked at some holiday gifts. Let me say one thing up top.
Okay.
The Toys R Us website, toysrus.com.
Okay. We don't plug websites here. We'll bleep that.
toysrus.boop.
TCGTE.com/ToysRUs.
I don't think Toys R Us is an affiliate scheme that we can get in on. I'll tell you what they do have that makes absolutely no sense, which is comments. ToysRUs.com as a website has comments.
On specific products?
Yeah, but not reviews. Comments. Reviews, 100%
sure. Well, what's
sure.
the difference between comments and reviews?
The comments, there's not like a star, and people are just commenting on things that they aren't buying, just like what they think about the product.
There's merit in conversation.
There should not be comments. And I saw a few comments where I was like, well, that should not be said on a toy site.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? One of these days, yeah. I'm going to figure it out, and I'm just going to unplug the whole internet. Is there, like, a place I could go to do that? It's all centralized, right?
There is, like, a fairly centralized part of it that's, like, because there's, like, questions about how vulnerable that is. Like,
yeah, I hope it's pretty vulnerable.
Well, but the problem is the internet runs so many other things. It's not just websites. It's not just the websites aren't going to work
anymore. I'll
take
my chances with the missile defenses going down.
I was perusing Toys R Us for all the top toys.
I mean, you just peruse Toys R Us as a general rule, right?
No, because like I said, Tim, they got comments on these things. And the website's like confusing to peruse. But anyway, here's some of the
toys A R E.
No, Tim.
What?
God, no, it's not toys A R E U S.
We are toys.
Tim, you're not in the child spirit.
Toys Russ.
Toys Russ, yeah.
Russ.
With
I know
one
a guy
S.
named
Russ,
with, Russ
one S.
with one S.
Do you?
Does my taxes.
Oh yeah. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, I do know your accountant.
Well, I get my taxes out of the same place.
Tom,
what?
Don't admit that.
Why?
Now anybody can hack into this thing.
Well, now they'll know we're colluding.
Yeah. Oh, brother.
One of the top toys, Tim. You're not going to believe it. He's back.
Teddy Ruxpin.
Yeah. Oh, you believe. Not only do you believe it, you guessed it.
Wait, really?
Yeah, Teddy Ruxpin's back.
I thought that was a ridiculous guess.
No, he's back.
Oh, I'm going to have a kid now.
You can buy a Teddy Ruxpin without having a kid.
Yeah, but I want to watch the wonder in his eyes or hers.
Wow, how open-minded of you, Tim.
Whatever they decide. That's what I'm saying.
Whatever Teddy Ruxpin decides.
Yeah, whatever. No, whatever the government decides.
I don't think that Teddy Ruxpin has like a. I don't think you put a tape in his back anymore, though.
The fuck? Why not?
I mean, I imagine it's MP3s back there.
What?
Or some kind of a streaming device. He probably listens.
No! Oh, no, I'm looking at this. First of all, Teddy Ruxpin looks nothing like the wizened bear he once
was.
No,
he has like frosted tips now, right?
Yeah, and also, there's this kid with a freaking tablet computer next to him.
Oh, so he uses the tablet. Teddy Ruxpin does. Is Teddy Ruxpin didn't used to have pants either, right?
No.
Political correctness got amok.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. But here's the thing. On the tablet computer that this boy has, Tom,
yeah.
There's a picture, there's a cartoon drawing of Teddy Ruxpin, and it's the old
version.
Version.
Without the frosted tips.
The version we know and love.
Yeah.
If I ever kids, Tom, I'm going to get so mad when like it's like they've rebooted the Rugrats. And I'll be like, that's not fucking Tommy Pickles. What are you, nuts?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm...
How much is that Tay Ruxpin?
$99 American cents.
Can he walk?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if I want that.
I don't want a walking toy because it'll go Chucky on you.
Yeah.
Did... Okay.
Okay.
The Child's Play movies come out. Mm-hmm. Did the makers of My Buddy...
Yeah.
...go like, whoa, 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 Lionsgate or whatever.
Yeah.
Orion Pictures. Walk this back a little bit.
Yeah, you got to make that thing look a little different than the popular toy we saw. Because,
like, my parents bought me a My Buddy.
Yeah, my brother had a My Buddy.
They weren't into horror movies. Or that just right. wasn't on their radar.
Yeah.
But, cripes, if they were like, hey, we made a, well, I guess, you know, I wouldn't buy my kid like a Scream mask right. toy.
No, and actually I'm remembering now specifically that my brother had a My Buddy before the Chucky movies came out, and then the Chucky movies came out and he became terrified of it based purely on like commercials.
Yeah.
And like because I would torment him with it because I was older and be like, I'm alive, Ryan. And I think it eventually got thrown out because I wouldn't stop doing that.
Probably. He probably wouldn't go near that thing, and your parents were like, well, why do we have this toy in the house that Tom is being a jerk about? And
Maybe they were in on it. Maybe they were like, we sold all these My Buddy dolls. Now let's scare the hell out of all the kids that have them so they need to buy the new version that doesn't look like a kid sister. Kid sister.
Yeah, how come the Bride of Chucky didn't look like Kid Sister? That's a movie goof.
Things that make you go, hmm.
Sure is. I had another question about Chucky, but I can't remember.
Okay. I mean, I'm not an expert on Chucky.
Yeah, we'll come back to it later.
Besides...
Man! The official return of the Storytime and Magical Bear.
Yeah.
Still tell stories, but this time through a tablet computer.
Did you... Wait, does his mouth still... His thing's $100. His mouth's got to move.
Oh, God damn it.
Did you have a Teddy Ruxpin?
Hi.
Oh.
My name is Teddy Ruxpin. Can you and I...
Yeah, his mouth moves.
Yeah.
Just press his paw and he tells you a story. Do all kinds of magical things. Read and sing along.
Oh, he's got like video eyes now.
Oh my God, his eyes fill up with
another story.
Lots of stories and songs.
Go to far off place.
Or even more stories.
He's trying to tell kids to run away from home.
Friendship and magical fun. Batteries not included. From Wicked Cool Toys.
Wicked Cool Toys. Out of Boston, Wicked Cool Toys.
Oh man, if they had if Teddy Ruxpin had a Boston accent, I wouldn't buy that for my kids. Like, hey, nah, learn how to talk right.
Hey, take me to Dunkies. I need a pack of smokes.
He literally runs on Dunkin'. Dunkin' Donuts coffee not included.
Yeah.
fill him up with a liter of Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Oh,
that's
morning.
Good. I don't like how toys nowadays have video eyes.
This specifically, Teddy Ruxpin?
No, there are other toys that have video eyes. I think like the new Furbies have video eyes.
Yeah, you know what?
Give me the old animatronic eyes that I can put my finger in the eyeball, move it around a little bit.
Yeah.
That's what's
curious
fun.
About how eyeballs work.
Right.
It's taught me a lot about how eyeballs work.
Hey, it's what led me to my successful career as an ophthalmologist.
Yeah.
Did you have a Teddy Ruxpin?
No.
I did. Jealous.
Man. Yeah, I am. Family friends had it, and I'd love going over their house. And I'd be like, let's play Teddy Ruxpin. They're like, that's kind of lame. It's not cool. I was like, yeah, well, maybe we should just have them tell like one story.
The reason why they probably tried to talk you out of it is, if I recall, the original Teddy Ruxpin ran on like 12D batteries.
Yeah.
And sucked them dry in like a half an hour. But still, having something animatronic in your home, I don't have anything animatronic in my home, and that's sad. I should get something.
Well, you're a 36-year-old man.
Yeah, exactly. I can afford it. I should get something.
Yeah. You have a Roomba.
Yeah, but I want eyes on them or something.
Ooh, just put googly eyes on
every
them.
Every once in a while, man, my apartment will get real dry and the stack electricity will build up and it will activate the Roomba in the middle of the night.
Wait, what?
Yeah. It's kind of like a low-level version of the Flash where lightning activates it and it will just turn on. My apartment, I got to de-spookify my apartment because that will happen. I have like a waterproof speaker in the shower that suction cupped onto
the wall. So you can listen to the Tales from the Crypt theme song while you're showering? While you're bathing?
Yeah. So that's stuck to the wall, but every once in a while, it always in the middle of the night, it falls and makes like the most horrific racket, like falling into the, you know, porcelain tub and just like boom, 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 boom. I'm like, oh, a snake came in through the plug hole.
You're afraid of a snake?
Coming in through the plug hole? Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
And in through the toilet.
Okay. Tom, so far on the gift guide, Teddy Ruxpin.
Yeah.
If you could get your hands on the 1986 model, I recommend it.
But it's a great gift for anyone on your list.
Yeah, he wears a vest.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Tim, those aren't the only items.
It's been one item.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess I could recommend finding your mom a nice horse plate.
Right. So there have been two items.
Yeah. Horse plate and Teddy Ruxpin.
Yeah. You could just take a plate out of the cabinet and paint a nice horse on it. And most moms would probably like that.
Yeah. Depending on how old you are.
Right. Well, and how good of a horse you draw. Like, even if you're older, if you paint like a really nice horse and you're like, I did this, that's a pretty nice gift.
Yeah. I wonder if I'd be able to draw a horse. One time somebody dared me or like challenged me, I forget what the circumstances were, to draw a duck.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to screw this up. The duck I drew rivals the best duck ever drawn by any professional artist. It was an incredible duck.
Wow. I'm amazed you don't remember more details about this because this sounds like this is like a high point.
No, I walked away from my art career. I was like, I'm never going to top this.
Yeah.
This is that was my artistic peak. I was
I would have bet if you drew a horse right now that you would like leave something significant out.
The mane? Nope, I'd get that.
Yeah, like you'd leave out the tail or the nose or something.
How do you leave out the nose, Tom?
I don't know, Tim.
You know what I'd do? I'd look at your face and draw it.
Well, that's just me. Anyway, next on the list for top toys. This is one, you know, every year there's these toys like the Tickle Me Elmo that you can't find.
Yeah.
This year it's Fingerlings.
Gross. The potatoes?
No, not Fingerling potatoes.
Because I bought a pound of them last night.
There's these, they're baby monkeys. They're not real monkeys.
Yeah, they're toys.
They're, yeah. But like, I think it's like a big, I think it's for boys and girls.
That's the key to the
having a hot item.
Yeah, to have the
and a lot of young boys.
They're collectibles.
Oh, that's how they get you.
Yeah,
a lot of young boys and young girls nowadays idolize Ross from Friends.
Yeah,
and they want their own.
I want a Marcel of my own. They say,
"Yeah,
mother, a Marcel of my own, please, and make it a marsupial."
No, it's not a marsupial.
Yeah, but come on, it's alliteration.
So this company's finally, they've realized
these
we can
look like they could be marsupials.
They're monkeys.
Hmm.
This company's realized they can capitalize on Ross hype, and they make these little monkeys that go on your fingers. That's why they're fingerlings.
Yeah. So I mean, this seems kind of like a forced situation. There's no Rosie O'Donnell out there being like, "You got to get these fingerlings, right?"
I don't know.
What's Ellen telling us to buy our kids?
I think these weird YouTube videos tell kids what to buy nowadays.
Oh, Christ. It was always my understanding that the kids didn't really give a shit about like the Tickle Me Elmos or the Furbies, like the hot toys.
Some
whereas,
kids
like,
did.
It was hyped up on morning TV by the Rosie O'Donnells of the world. It's like, yeah, this is the hot toy, and then all the parents were like, I'll murder the other parents to get these, and the kids were all just like, I don't know what's going on. Yeah, so just get me like a colorful soft thing.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid, I got a Cabbage Patch doll. And that was like during the craze for that.
Mm-hmm.
And like for years, my parents would tell me about how hard it was to get it. And I was like, I cannot remember ever wanting that.
Why did you do that?
Like, and, you know, that might just be that I don't have memories going back that far. But I was like, I really don't remember wanting this thing that badly.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But fingerlings, Tim.
They look pretty lame. They're so small.
Yeah. They fit on a finger, and presumably a child's finger.
And they're $15.99 a pop. And I feel like here's the beauty of a Tickle Me Elmo.
Mm-hmm.
It's one friggin' thing. Right? Yeah. And it costs $39.99 or whatever, probably $34.99.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, there's no way you can screw that up. Like, some little craphead could be like, Mom, you got me the blue one. I wanted the turquoise one, idiot. This one is lame. This one's stupid. You know what you've actually done? You've lowered my standing. I would have been better off without any fingerling.
And then they flush it down the toilet.
Flush it down the toilet.
To prove a point.
And it takes them so much narrow toilet paper to cover it.
the fingerlings, what is it? You tap on the head and it'll go like...
Really?
Oh, now you want one?
perhaps I spoke too soon.
And I think, oh, no, I watched a video about it. If you cover its head, it farts.
We're going to buy our kids farting toys.
I mean,
now.
I don't think it smells. And, Tim, we've been buying our kids farting toys forever.
Like what?
Like slime. Slime makes a fart noise. That's what sells the slime.
No, it's gooey. You eat it.
Don't eat
it. Well, you lick it and be like, I shouldn't eat this.
No, because I know you. You can't stop yourself. Once you lick something, you're going to eat it.
Yeah. Just go all the way. Look, This is why I already all this hay. Yeah. I ate all this hay for a reason, so I could eat this slime.
Slime and hay seems like they'd go well together. It would really help the hay go down. But the thing about these guys, these fingerlings, I guess the bullshit thing is that they're collectible or whatever, that there's like a million different colors. Because otherwise, like, I looked on eBay, I was like, oh, these are the hot item. And it's like, well, on eBay, instead of $15, they're $30.
Right.
Which is, you know, 100% markup, but, you know, $30. But I guess this isn't what, you know, these
in
little...
In this economy, Tom?
Well, but I guess it's what these ungrateful little bastards now just want one of these things. They want a whole goddamn zoo full.
Yeah, who wouldn't want a zoo full of interactive baby monkeys?
You remember Hatchimals?
No.
It's a very similar idea.
Okay.
No, it's not that. Oh, it's a little similar. It's a robotic animal.
So this isn't so much a gift guide.
It's a gift guide. You can get these gifts for anyone on your list.
Oh, you know what they call Hatchimals?
What?
Collectibles.
Because they're in an egg.
It's eggs.
But that's a thing. It's in an egg, and then you got to wait, and then it will hatch, and then you see what you've got.
Can you just break it open yourself?
Yeah, but I don't think that's the fun of it.
How does it hatch? These things, take a guess how much these things cost.
The $70.
$59.99.
Oh, okay, well, I'll take three then.
Well, the Toys R Us exclusive Hatchimals Surprise Puppety Toys R Us exclusive is $69.99. So, yeah.
What's
so.
A puppety?
Tom, what isn't a puppety?
I have no idea. Is it a puppy Hatchimal? Because then I might have to get one.
Yeah, there's four little puppies in this.
Oh, there are four in there? I told you that I wanted something animatronic in my home. Tim, buy me this for Christmas.
Okay. It's the hot toy.
Yeah. Of course I want the hot toy for Christmas. No, I want the cold toy. But I think you knock on the egg and then it hatches. It hatches itself.
Okay.
With its beak.
With its beak?
Yeah. Like it pokes
its... Oh,
this
is cuter than I thought.
It pokes its beak.
All these things still use AA batteries. Haven't we moved past that?
Well, I think the...
Can't you just charge things like a phone?
The manufacturers don't want to put rechargeable batteries in there and then have to pay for that. And there are shipping restrictions on like lithium-ion batteries. They don't want to deal with it.
This is a boring explanation for a very fun question.
They're passing off the problem to parents.
All right. Hatchimals Glittering Garden is the newest Hatch Batch straight out of Hatchtopia. Well, who's inside? It's a surprise. Now, here's the thing.
What if it's Charles Manson in one? That's a hell of a surprise.
Yeah. Well... You roll the dice.
You should say it's a surprise within reason.
Yeah. Only four out of every five is a Charles Manson, though.
I would love a Jinx Hatchimal, though.
I mean, why not just a...
A little animatronic Jinx?
Tom, you collect those...
No, it'd come alive.
Pop things.
Yeah, Funko Pops.
Funko Pops. Oh, have they made a Jinx?
No, I don't think there is. I could probably get somebody to custom make one for
Yeah,
me.
You wouldn't want to actually license that because then I think Robert Durst would get some money from it.
Yeah, he's already rich.
Yeah.
You know what? Make a Robert Durst pop.
Yeah, he's a public figure. We can just make a... Like, we couldn't call it the Jinx. We could call it Robert Durst.
I think it'd probably be easier if it were the Jinx than Robert Durst. Then you can be like, that could be anybody.
No, you'd have to name it like a Jinx.
Right. The
Jinx like man.
The unlucky man.
Yeah. The unlucky woman murderer. But he got lucky with murdering the women for so long when you think about it though.
Yeah.
He murdered a man too.
Which man?
His landlord when he was pretending to be a...
He murdered that guy, too?
Yeah, he put him in a suitcase.
I thought that was the other... I have to watch it all again.
Christ.
I'll be up all night.
And now we have to put a spoiler alert for the Jinx.
I want to talk about...
We should just have a blanket spoiler alert for the Jinx on this podcast.
There were two toys that I saw that I thought were interesting.
Teddy Ruxpin.
No.
And Hatchimals.
There's a toy called Soggy Doggy.
Soggy Doggy?
Yeah, it's
you don't
a,
say soggy dog.
Soggy doggy. It's a. It's also from Wicked Games. it is a.
Oh no! It's a wet dog.
Yeah, it's a like a board game.
All right.
But it's like one of those games like Perfection or not Perfection, but the games, all these children's games, they're basically Russian roulette for children.
Oh, yeah. That's been a big thing, like with the pie in the face game.
Yeah, it's like the pie in the face game, but you would
we
have to.
We should make a Russian roulette game.
with just a gun.
Yeah, but like it doesn't shoot your brains out. It just shoots like a squib into your like you
so
all have
still
to,
blood.
You all have to wear a squib, right, on your forehead. And then you point the gun, and sometimes it activates and sometimes it doesn't.
Soggy Doggy is like a dog in a bathtub, and you're playing the board game, and if you hit it wrong, the dog shakes. And if you're a parent, you'd have to be out of your mind to buy...
It's just water.
Water? You don't want water all over the place?
It's fine compared to what could be.
Along... What does that mean?
I don't know. Somebody squeezes a juice box.
All right.
You get high C all over everything.
Well, along those lines, there's a similar game called Toilet Trouble.
Well, now, Tom... This is not what I want.
It's not the type of toilet trouble you're thinking.
It's not the type of toilet trouble that you're embroiled in on a near constant basis.
This is every once in a while when you flush the toilet, it backs up and spits water in your face. Mm. And they don't say you have to fill it with water out of your own toilet, but I think it's heavily implied.
You should fill it with soda.
Ooh, then that's a fun treat.
Yeah.
Be playing the game with your mouth open the whole time. I think it's weird, though,
would
that...
Would you drink soda out of the toilet?
No, I wouldn't drink soda out of the toilet. I mean, if there were no other option, I might. But on my
day... If they announced tomorrow, the government announced, starting tomorrow, soda will not be served in stores. However, it will... be found in every toilet. We're replacing all toilet water with soda.
Yeah.
Would you, like, because you know, mm-hmm. overnight some people will be like, we've cleaned up our toilets pristine. Nobody's allowed to do anything in them other than drink the soda out of them.
Yeah.
Come and get our sparkling, clean toilet soda.
Wait, so
which is the only
stores
way
are
get.
Selling this?
No. Like restaurant. Like the only way you could go, you can bring
Why
your own
would
cup.
I go to a restaurant if my own toilet had soda out of it?
Because your toilet you still need to use to do number one and two.
No, I would just start.
7-Eleven is like, no, fill up the big gulp. I swear to God, we clean this toilet so clean that like you could drink soda. Out of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I would never trust a
would
place.
Would you give up soda?
No, I would clean my own toilet and I'd find another way.
You would...
I would rather go...
There's no toilet that has been used that you could get clean enough that I'd drink anything out of.
I'd get a new toilet then.
You can't. The government also pulled all the toilets off the shelves.
And now what is the reasoning behind all of this?
They're sick puppies, Tom.
I would rather have to...
I would ask, what's the reasoning behind... taxes.
I would rather have to leave my home to use the bathroom and have a constant supply of soda than use the bathroom at home and have to go out to get soda.
Really?
Yeah. Save a lot of money.
You're a real sicko.
Yeah, well.
You know how much it would cost, too, the government to retrofit?
Oh, this wouldn't work. The soda wouldn't be carbonated. How would you keep the carbonation going in a big open tank?
What do you mean?
Soda.
They figure it out. Yeah, science.
Oh, like it's so easy. Like they haven't been trying to figure out how to keep soda carbonated longer.
I don't.
You're making a fool of yourself.
Tom, I think I got this pretty... Look, the bill is on the floor as we speak. I urge everybody to call your congressman.
I think that's my gift guide. Should we do a solves your problem?
That was it?
Yeah.
Four toys.
Yeah, Toilet Trouble, Soggy Doggy, Teddy Ruxpin, and Fingerlings, and Hatchimals.
Yeah, and buy
a
your
gift
mom
for everyone.
A plate with a horse on it.
Or paint a horse on a plate she already has.
Yeah, there's a number of ways you could go with the horse plate. All right, yeah, let's solve a problem. Hello and welcome to Tim and Tom Solve Your Problems. We solve your problems. I'm Tim.
I'm Tom.
And if you have a problem you'd like us to solve, email us at thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. Tom?
Yeah.
We solve problems on this show.
Mm-hmm.
And then this Upstart podcast came along with two lovely fellas, Jake and Amir.
Yeah.
And it's called If I Were You.
Yeah.
And they also solve problems.
And guess what? Big surprise.
What?
We're on their show this week.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you were. Yeah, you were there.
I was there. I have a very bad memory.
If you're listening to this now, then that episode's probably out, or it'll be out like a few hours from now. If you're a maniac listening to this the second it's released,
go listen to it. If I Were You with Jake and Amir, you should listen to all their episodes.
Yeah.
Should I mention that?
Start with the episode we're in.
Yeah. I mean, or don't.
No. I insist.
All right. So we're all doing the same thing here. We're answering. Tom, this comes from a lady. And it says, solve my problem, and there are multiple exclamation points.
Okay. Well, it sounds urgent.
She wants us to use a mysterious, sexy name of our choice.
Sierra.
Ooh, Sierra. Dear Tim and Tom, please give me a sexy, mysterious fake name if you choose to read this on your podcast. If we read it in any other medium, we can read it on the radio or television. We'd just be like, hey, this is from, let me say her real name, but for now it's Sierra. I am currently in a long-distance relationship with the woman of my dreams. I'm waiting to finish my master's degree before I move across the country to live with her. However, there's just one problem. She has three housemates, all of whom are in a relationship together, and she doesn't want to consider moving out.
Wait, the three are in a relationship? In one relationship?
Seems like it.
All right, well, I'll let you finish the rest.
I might be okay with this if her housemates weren't all so weird. I don't care about the polyamory thing.
All right, well, it's confirmed.
But I'm not super thrilled at the idea that living with my girlfriend means adopting her friends as well. I'm in my mid-20s and looking forward to getting out of my parents' house and living on my own. My girlfriend and her friends are all in their 30s. Bunch of oldsters, Tom.
Yeah.
How do I convince my girlfriend to consider moving out without looking like a shitty interloper? Thanks, Sierra.
I can't imagine a more horrific living situation than being one of four people in an apartment and the other three are in a relationship together.
They're always going to take each other's side. Like, you're one of four and there's a couple, you can, like, you can be like, yo, I'm going to go with the one person that's not in the couple and tell these jackasses to do their dishes for once.
Yeah. Well, or even if you're one person living with a couple, then, like, I don't know, you're outnumbered 2-1.
Yeah. That's never a place you want to be either.
Exactly. I mean, yeah, that's not a great spot, but, like, if somebody's like, no, I do it and it works, I'm like, okay, all right. Yeah. For you, it works. Great.
You're lying, but I'll take you at your word.
But three people, and yeah, no, you can't, I don't think situations where couples live together work.
Mm-hmm.
But then, yeah, with this, it's like you would have two relationships living together, but one still outnumbers the other.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't think of
you're
it that
constantly
way.
At a disadvantage. Yeah. Constantly on the back
and
foot.
And especially if you guys are playing sports against each other.
Which happens all the time when you've got roommates. That's how you settle arguments.
Yeah.
Let's wrestle it out.
I'm thinking tennis.
It's like this the court, the tennis court?
Yeah, if it's 3-on-2 tennis, you don't stand a chance. You park somebody up right up at the net, and the other two play normal.
See, I'm thinking, let's take this to the squared circle, the wrestling ring.
Oh, I thought you were thinking square dancing.
No, and then if you take it to the wrestling ring, you're going to do tag team, but then one couple, they've got an extra person. They're not a couple. So then that person's going to be the manager. And they're like, no, I'll stay out of it. I'll be fair. But then when somebody else has got you up against the ropes and the other person's distracting the ref.
Yeah. They have an extra person.
They're going to come over and hit you with their clipboard or something.
Yeah. How to get out of it.
Yeah.
Is Sierra's question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any ideas?
What country are they moving across?
It seems like it's the good old USA.
Yeah, they can spell things weird, so.
Yeah.
Because the US way, the reason I asked, it's a bigger country than most.
All right.
So it's a bigger move.
Right.
How do they get out of it? I mean, if you're moving across, my honest answer is if you're moving across the country and move in with somebody, you should feel comfortable enough to be like, hey, I'm not crazy about this living situation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to move in with you. Can me and you move in together somewhere?
I might be okay with this if her housemates weren't also weird.
Yeah, of course they're weird. It's a triple play you got going on.
No, that's fine. But I'm not super thrilled
the law,
at the idea that living with my girlfriend means adopting her friends as well.
Maybe that's a
Sierra's
different thing.
Yeah.
Friends is fine. You're going to have to adopt your significant other's friends.
Yeah.
But
here's the argument you make to your significant other.
Yeah.
It's way easier for me to adopt your friends as my own if I'm not in a living situation.
Oh, absolutely.
With them, because the hardest thing to do is to be friends with your roommate. Tom, as your former roommate, I think we can attest to this. We're much better friends not as roommates.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because you don't harbor resentments. Just be like, look, I'm fine with all the other stuff. That's fine.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. If I'm going to hate them just because, like, I hate someone using the same bathroom as me and, like,
yeah,
buying the narrower toilet paper or whatever the weirdos do.
I'm not weird. I want to buy the wide toilet paper.
So just do it.
I asked the manager. I said, where are you keeping the wide toilet paper now?
Hey, manager, I'm working with a wide load back here. Yeah. Show him your butt.
Yeah, as you know, butt sizes are increasing around the country.
Yeah, I think you need to keep up with this.
Yeah,
yeah. Just tell your girlfriend that you'll only hate her friends if you live with them. And why doesn't she give you a fighting chance and not make you live with her friends?
Yeah,
and the two of you
mm-hmm.
go, I don't know, live somewhere else.
Yeah, live somewhere else where you can...
Move into a mansion.
Yeah. Oh, why are you moving to a mansion?
Yeah, if you tell your girlfriend, hey, we're going to go live in a mansion.
Yeah, instead of living with three other people, five people,
yeah,
how about just the two of us live in a mansion?
And it's got like 12 rooms in this thing.
24, why not?
Yeah.
Go bigger.
Yeah, 24
and an indoor-outdoor pool with one of those things where you can swim from the indoor to the outdoor.
Oh, my God.
Who could say no to that?
Yeah, and you know, you'd have a butler.
Yeah. Anything else, ladies?
I see no downside in that. That seems like the easiest solution.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Why'd you even waste our time with
Jeepers,
this?
Jeepers creepers. Weird. Well, thank you for your submission.
Sierra,
and everybody else, thecompleteguidetoeverything@gmail.com. Tom, that's all the time we have.
Yeah, if you want to check out more, check out tcgt.com. You can go to Facebook, facebook.com/completeguide. Check out our Twitter @completeguide. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram @TomReynolds.
Follow me on those things @YourPalTim.
If you want to support the show, support our sponsors. Also, check out tcgt.com/Amazon for all your Amazon shopping, where we get a little kickback, no extra cost to you. And tcgt.com/pledge, where you can check out our Patreon, where we just put up our two London live shows, and we'll be putting up some mini episodes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And you get all the old stuff, too. It's great.
Yeah.
Like we said, check out Jake and Amiris, If I Were You, on HeadGum.com or wherever you find podcasts.
If you want to hear us rub elbows with a couple of celebs,
yeah,
listen to that.
Yeah,
it was your only chance to.
It was a fun episode.
Those are the only famous people
it was a fun episode.
Ever be let in the room with.
You get to hear us say, I think, a few things that we're not comfortable saying on this show.
Yeah. I woke up
in a cold sweat. Is that why you were up early this morning?
I would say yes, but no. But like yesterday, I woke up at like 4 in the morning. I was like, how can I prevent... anybody I know personally.
Was that why you were fiddling with the computer at the studio today?
Yeah. If you want to hear me at my worst. At one point, I wised up and like stayed quiet for a while. It's like, all right, Tim. All right.
You can prevent this. You can.
Yeah.
So, yeah, check that out wherever podcasts are sold.
They're free, Tom.
Yeah. A what?
Well, Jake and Amir give theirs away for free.
Oh, okay. We're not giving ours away for free.
No, ours
goodness.
Comes at a steep markup.
And we thank you for paying it and paying it forward. And
why do you have to bring up Kevin Spacey?
We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.